going on, Blackest family? This is Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. So this is what I'm calling my Memorial Day, get your BBQ on edition. Just want to give you guys some things, some interesting happenings and things to do on Memorial Day weekend. You know, Memorial Day weekend's coming up. But let me just give you a few things that I'm planning on doing. Anybody out there know about the Jazz Reggae Fest at UCLA? Anybody? Anybody know about the Jazz Reggae Fest? Oh, there we go. Okay. Because I am definitely going to be at the Jazz Reggae Fest. It's the 26th annual festival. And just in case you were unaware of the lineup, this year, Jam Day, which I will say I have a problem with Jam Day, because you call it the Jazz Reggae Festival. Hear ye, festival organizers. If you don't have more jazz, why are you called the Jazz Reggae Festival? That's really annoying to me. Sorry I had to go on this little tangent. But I'm like, have some jazz artists. Could you get a little Robert Glasper? I know you're trying to keep a hip-hop soul. So Robert Glasper would have been the perfect artist this year to blend those two. But, you know, hopefully we'll get him next year. This year, Jam Day is on May 27th. That's a Sunday. And the lineup is Sunny Moon, Se La Su, Thundercat, Gary Clark Jr., Booker T. Jones, and What the Roots. I know you're going to be there to hear the Roots. I listen to them every night on Jimmy Fallon, but, you know, it's always good to hear them in concert. And, of course, on Memorial Day, Monday, May 28th, you got Reggae Day. We're going to have Chris Cab, Don Carlos, Allison Hines, Carly Buds, Taras Riley, and Shaggy. You know, that's a bad accent, but we're going to go with it. Definitely check out Reggae Day. Love reggae, and I know some of y'all are going to be enjoying that day more than others. So, unfortunately, you will not catch me out there that day, because I'm probably going to head up to Santa Barbara maybe for some wine tasting. So, you know, there's so much to do on Memorial Day weekend. And then for those of you guys who have families, the Science Center in Exposition Park, on exhibit will be the Cleopatra exhibition. You don't want to miss this. It's the only West Coast appearance of Cleopatra, the exhibition, and it's going to be at the California Science Center. It's a dramatically staged 13,000 square foot exhibit, and it features the largest collection of Cleopatra era artifacts from Egypt ever assembled in the U.S. So you know it's going to be off the chain for those of you who want to educate your young people and your family, educate yourself for an incredible weekend at Exposition Park. That's also something you can do. And then, of course, you got the Natural History Museum, you have the Rose Garden, you got the Colosseum. It truly is a historic landmark, technically, if you ask me. And I would be remiss, and this would not be the Culture Connection, if I didn't mention the California African American Museum. Of course, you got to hit that up. Always support Black businesses. So, really looking forward to Memorial Day weekend. I don't know about you. I really, really encourage you, though, whatever you do, to have a good time, be with loved ones, be with family, be with friends, but get out and do something. Everything doesn't cost. There are tons of things that you can do for free. Take a walk, enjoy the beautiful weather. So as I end every episode, I just want you to remember to make a career of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And with that said, family, join us again next week for another edition of Culture Connection here on Black Is. Peace.
Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try?